In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
We hear a term in the church and in the writings of the saints that is sometimes misunderstood, and that term is a passion, often referenced in the plural as the passions. And in the writings of the saints, it's never referring to something good, which is where some of the confusion, the misunderstanding can come from. Because in modern English, having a passion for something is often a good thing. A passion for books, a passion for fishing, a passion for flower gardening. But then when we hear a teaching that says, overcome your passions, a person might think that there's something wrong with flower gardening. Rest assured, there is nothing wrong with having a passion for flower gardening or books or fishing. The misunderstanding comes from the fact that we're using the word passion differently from its earlier meaning. We currently use passion to mean an enthusiastic energy for something. But the more ancient use of the word was quite different. The earlier use of the word passion meant suffering, to suffer. When we say the passion of the Christ, we're talking about our Savior's redemptive suffering on the cross. And when the saints speak of overcoming the passions, they're not talking about activities you're enthusiastic about. They're not saying your energy towards reading is somehow bad. They're speaking of energies inside you that cause suffering, that cause you and through you, the people around you, to suffer. Let's take an example. Grief in itself is a gift. It's a divinely given response of love to some kind of tragedy. When love meets tragedy, we have grief. But if grief loses its love and becomes nothing but this consuming and debilitating force, it no longer functions as a gift, but as a passion. When grief buries love, it causes suffering and loses its redemptive value. Now today in our gospel lesson, Jesus speaks on the passion of worry. Jesus says, do not worry about your life or your body or your clothes or your possessions or the food you eat or about tomorrow. Jesus says, worrying can't make you any taller and worrying won't make you live any longer. Worrying only makes me miserable without doing any good at all. I can't think of a single time that worry actually helped my situation. Worry is a painful and debilitating passion. In a sense, it is an energy that causes me to suffer. Worry is my ego's misguided attempt to control some aspect of the future. It says, if I just mull it over enough, the bad thing won't happen. Somehow I can worry it out of existence. This is the ego talking. And we all know it does not work. It does not work. In the history of humanity, it has never worked. And because it doesn't work, the ego responds by worrying some more. You know, the ego has fantastic job security. But meanwhile, this energy, this passion is making me suffer, and through me, the people around me as well. It's this drive to control things that I want to happen, but I don't actually have any control over. That's what worry is. And you can see it almost physically. You know, I want this to happen so badly, or I don't want this to happen so badly, but since I can't control it, I worry about it and I grasp at it. And I suffer. And I suffer. So what is a person to do? Well, we can't cure a lifelong passion in a 10-minute sermon, but we can at least begin. I think first we need to realize that worrying does not mean you're a bad person or that you secretly don't love God. That's not what's going on. Worry simply means you have an energy that is causing you to suffer. It's something you might bring for healing, for redemption. And on the spiritual side of healing, my passion of worry, Jesus says something simple. He says, remember. Remember. Remember the birds. God feeds them. Remember the lilies. God clothes them. And then he says, are you not of way more value than all of them? Remember who you are, Jesus says. You are a child of God. Remember in whose arms you are held, Jesus Christ, your Savior. And remember who dwells within your very being, the divine and Holy Spirit. And a big part of my passion of worry is the fear that I'm alone, the fear that I'm forgotten, the fear that I have no advocate. And so the remedy begins by remembering whose child I am, to remember that I am not, in fact, alone, to turn my attention away from the fear of what might be and turn it towards the one who actually is. Now, to complement this spiritual remembering, there's also a simple physical act one can do to help. You know, we are bodily creatures as much as we are spiritual creatures. We frequently say Christ came for the healing of soul and body, and both are part of our healing. And so remember we said, you know, worry is grasping to control what's not mine to control. Well, one remedy is to physically let go. Take a small stone, something like this, and let it represent what you want to happen. Whatever you're thinking, I want to happen or I don't want to happen, put it in that stone and then hold it tight in your fist like you want to control the outcome. And then slowly open your fist and hold it gently in your open hand. Now notice I'm not throwing away my desire. I'm still holding it, but I'm no longer grasping it. I'm now offering it. And I just by doing that, I already feel better. My shoulders drop. The tension in my arms goes away. And you could even take your stone and set it. You can set it on your home altar by your icons. And any time during the day or in the middle of the night, when you're thinking about the situation, you can remember, that's in that stone, and it's in the care of the one who is. And notice I've not let go of the desire itself, but I am letting go of the grasping to control. It's a way of getting the body to remember along with the soul. And I encourage you to give it a try. In the writings of the saints, a passion is not enthusiasm for something, but it's an energy that causes suffering. And whether it's worry or something else, having these passions does not make you bad. It means you're wounded. It means you or those around you are suffering. And while each passion may have its specific remedy, the beginning of healing is remembering who you are as a loved child of God. Amen.